All right, Tito coming down in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, after an arduous 11-day, 10-game road trip against three playoff contenders, now you get to come home and face the Houston Astros, first place in the West. Boy, how about that?
But it's nice to be home. That was a long road trip. Boy, that seemed like that was a lot of baseball and a lot of roller coaster. But it's nice to be home. You know, we got a week at home before the All-Star break. So, you know, we got to really get after it this week. And we're playing, you know, Houston is playing as good a baseball as anybody in the game. It just seems like every time I look up, I'm looking for teams that are 12 games under 500. You don't find them. And they got, you know, again, maybe the guy's going to start the All-Star game. You don't know. So, again, we got our hands full tonight, but they're a fun team to play because they're doing so well.
Well, a lot of people thought, Tito, that they were maybe a year away because they still are relatively a young bunch. A lot of swing and miss, but a lot of guys that can hurt you if you make a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, we saw them the first weekend of the season. And, you know, who would have thought back then we might have been the only team to take 2 out of 3? I mean, because they played so well since then. They've cut down a little bit on the swing and miss. They're very athletic, though. You don't, the combination of their skill set is a little unique in that, yeah, they do swing and miss, but they can also run. And, you know, they're very athletic. So it's a little different skill set than they're used to seeing. And like you say, they're always one pitch away from hit one real far. And they can live and die with it. They're not afraid to do that.
How about the kid? We haven't seen Correa, the shortstop. He had not been called up, obviously, when the season began. And how good is he, Tito? And isn't it amazing some of the good rookies that we're seeing this year?
Yeah, and not just potential, but what they're doing. They're coming up to the big leagues and they're impacting. That's hard to do. And this kid's got a chance to be really special. And he's, you know, already seeing young, you know, in his early stages of his career, he's impacting them a lot. That's not an easy thing to do.
You mentioned Dallas Keuchel. If you look at him, you would say, how is this guy winning the way he wins? How is he doing it, Terry?
Well, the left-handers that can command one, change speeds two, throw in enough, and then go back out, and he's got it working. And he's had periods where he's had it working before, maybe not quite for this long, because he has really got it going.
Is he right now, do you think, one of the best in the league?
Well, statistically, I mean, you look at his ERA, I mean, it's hard to argue. I mean, again, I don't sit down and just look at who I think should start an All-Star game or things like that because I'm not part of it. I don't need to waste energy on things I don't need to do, but I know he's really good.
How about two? I mean, you saw really good pitching. Obviously, Tampa Bay was number one in the American League when we were down there. And Pittsburgh, outside of St. Louis, nobody pitches better than the Pirates. Oh, yeah. Houston's now fourth in the league in pitching, and Oakland's coming in this weekend. And believe it or not, they're leading the league in pitching.
No, it's you're right. We have run through a stretch here where we're facing really good starting pitching. And, again, you just, you know, really got to battle. You got to pay attention to detail. I thought yesterday early in the game we did such an outstanding job to get those three runs off of Cole because his stuff is as good as anybody's. And we were sitting in a pretty good spot until we gave up the five because getting those three off of him and the way Danny was thrown, I was thrilled with the way we attacked him.
Terry, also, it's 1 week now to go before the All-Star break. Can this sometimes be kind of a tough week for a manager with a ball club?
Well, you got to remind the guys that we're not easing into the break. We're going to go 100 miles an hour and then take our break because we've all seen that happen going in and coming out. And we'll certainly remind the guys of that.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Astros coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Tuesday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. We talked about it on the pregame show last night, but, Tito, you get to this point in the season, and that All-Star break really looks like kind of an oasis out there in a desert for players that have been going hard since really the 1st of February. Does that make this last week a little tricky?
Well, I like it, you know, like we talked about yesterday, you got to remind the guys you don't ease into the break. You go 100 miles an hour, it just comes to a crashing halt. And then you talk to them about, you know, what they do over the break, especially your pitchers, because you got to organize your starting pitching coming out of the break. And to be truth be told, you want guys to take a break. They need it, and you want it to use it to their advantage. You know, I think our concern is always every manager, you come out of the break, you're going to be a little sluggish that first game. If that's the case, I'd rather have that and have the guys use the break to their advantage, because after that break, man, we're going right to the end.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.